Can you tell us a little bit about how you, I mean, how did you come up with the idea of Las Vegas?
I've always been a huge fan of Las Vegas, especially from the 50s and 60s, partly because it was a time where amazing singers like Frank Sinatra, Bobby Darin, and others would come to Vegas to perform with these fantastic big bands. If one is going to understand American popular culture, really, that is the place to go.
Some of the connections to that music that come through to me listening to the piece is just the high intensity of all the horn lines and the kaleidoscopic shifting from one instrument to the next. I mean, it reminds me of a kind of Nelson Riddle arrangement with Frank Sinatra, and also the kind of craft. I mean, it's one of the surprising things I remember about Sinatra is just how much time he spent polishing all of his arrangements and spent hours and hours in the studio producing his recordings. So they're impeccably crafted, and your music certainly speaks to me in that way.
Well, I think being very clear in the orchestration and the counterpoint and so forth, but let's maybe taking a step further, what is it the